But right now, let's connect with the Gilchrist County Sheriff. Bobby Schultz, good morning, Sheriff. How did you fare in Gilchrist County, or closer to the coast that we are in Ocala and Kingsville?
Good morning, Bob. Gilchrist County fared a lot better than some of our other neighboring counties. You know, we've been out assessing the roads and figuring out what we got and waiting for folks to wake up here next little bit and let us know any damages to their house. But overall, we're blessed, and you know, we're, like I said, we're doing better than some of the other counties.
There's always a few spots that seem to flood, you know, even with a medium amount of rainfall. Are there any roadways that you know are underwater now that you want people to avoid? Although we're asking everybody to stay off the road, but later on today, some folks will be out and about.
Well, again, I'm confident that some of our back roads out in the flatwoods are probably inaccessible because of water. But mostly, the only thing we're seeing is down power lines and trees or trees with power lines in them over our major thoroughways. I know that State Road 26 is open. There's a couple of partial lane closures, and then US 129. From Trenton into all the way to the Suwanee County line, there's trees and power lines down in various spots there. But Florida Department of Transportation should be out there trying to get those moved, and we'll start working towards the county roads and the county grades.
Yeah, I mean, I saw them on the way into town from Clay County into Alachua County, FDOT, on the roadways. They're already trying to clean those places up. So I'm just guessing that you still want people to stay off the roads unless you absolutely have to be out.
Absolutely. You know, we're asking everybody to be patient. There's a lot of people who went outside the county and are sheltering there. We're just asking everybody to give us a little bit of time, give our county workers time to get those roads cleared, make it safe, and we'll just show some patience. It's hard. Everybody wants to see their property. Everybody's wanting to get out and about and see if what kind of damage was or wasn't done. But it's part of the process. Gilchrist County, we're kind of somewhat used to it. We've been blessed, again, better than others when it comes to damages to our county. And we hope that trend always continues. But, yeah, like you said, we're just asking everybody to stay home, stay put for a little bit longer, and hopefully by noonish, you know, we'll have a better grip and more information on what roads are going to be able to be taken care of today. It could be days before we get all this stuff done and get power restored.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, we try to track as much as we can the power outages, and there's always fluctuations in numbers and reporting, et cetera. But bottom line is, one of the places I went to has somewhere between 9 and 10,000 out in Gilchrist County. Does that seem to jive with the information you're getting or what you're seeing or hearing?
Actually, I just talked to the emergency management director, Ralph Smith, and he told me that Gilchrist County is 96% out of power. So your numbers are probably a little bit low, but hopefully here in the next little bit, a lot of that, from based on what I've seen, a lot of that power can be restored. I won't say quickly, but hopefully in the next couple of days.
Wow, but 96% out.
Yes, that's what the emergency director just told me, that class specifically.
And when you're in more rural settings, usually, not always, but usually it might take a little bit longer as they focus on where the density of population is the highest and then go from there generally.
Yeah, we our major electrical partners are Central Florida Electric and Florida Power or Duke Energy. So they do a really good job, but, you know, they're going to concentrate on some of these the infrastructures that are critical to day-to-day operations, your shelters, your public safety, your hospitals, that kind of stuff. So they'll work on getting those things. But again, we're really lucky. While we do have some unique situations on rural areas, it's a little harder to get to those power lines. These companies really get in there. They contract with these out-of-state people, and we're all priorities. So we're really lucky, and we'll just continue to pray for them linemen. They got a tough, tough job, and they get beat up quite a bit because inconvenience and in situations like this right here, I don't have a lot of patience with. I understand it, but just to understand that there's a process that they do. nobody's better than others. They have a schedule, they have a priority list, and it doesn't matter who you are. It's just a matter of who needs it to make sure our public safety and, again, our medical folks are put up to speed, and they have their power first.
Yeah, and look, we try to prepare people the best we can. I know you do. You try to get the word out. You've got your emergency management and all that. We tell people, we go, look, prepare as though you're going to be out of power for a while. And don't start bellyaching day two. But we've been on this rodeo before, so we're all going to get through it. But I guess my question is, did your emergency manager, and it's not necessarily his call, but what do you think the odds are that schools will be back in session on Monday in Gilchrist County?
Well, as of right now, he had told me, the emergency management director told us, that we have a little over 200 to 300 people in our shelters. Some of them are from our county, some are from other counties. Until those people are either put placed somewhere else, they won't have school. We're hopeful that will be open on Monday, but I'd probably say that's probably a reach at this point.
Okay. All right. So we'll look to hear from, you know, the folks in power and get information to everybody when they will be open. But it makes perfect sense that if they're being used for shelters, they may be used for another day or two. Sheriff, always appreciate you connecting with us. And all we can say is stay safe.
Yes, sir. And then if everybody would just join us in prayer, because I can speak for the Dixie County, Levy County, and Taylor County. They have a very bad situation going on in their coastal towns. It is you'll hear more about it as it goes forward, and you know, I wish a lot more people would have heeded the warnings that was put out. But there's a lot of rescue missions going on right now in each of those counties, and they're going to need some prayers, you know, for a bunch of different reasons.
All right, well,
absolutely, we'll get you the information as we can, and thank you very much for all that you do to get information out to our population, and for always having not just law enforcement, but everybody's back when it comes to public safety and getting information.
Yeah, we're all in this together for sure. Sheriff, thanks again. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. God bless.